Blog Talk Radio.
Been through trials and tribulations, been the talk of conversations, been abused with no direction. Through it all, found consolation, knowing that my Father loved me. He gave His life just to show me, even when I'm feeling lonely, He's always there. I am a testimony, and it's by the grace of God. Been through ups and downs, been all around, but I'm I am a testimony for all men to see. God is still working miracles today. Hey, God.
I call you Lord, I call you King.
to the Lamb of God. Today is a wonderful, awesome, and mighty day, and I tell you, it is a blessed day. Praise God. For blessed be the name of the Lord our God. For truly the Lord our God is worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for this day that the Lord has made. Amen? For this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to say welcome and thank you to each and every one of you who are joining me live in the chat room, those of you who are joining live from the show page, those of you who are listening over the phone lines, those of you listening in by Twitter or Facebook, and last but not least, praise God, those listening in by way of archives. God bless you, and thank you for being a part of what the Lord is doing today. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, people of God, let's jump right into the word of the Lord. But before we do that, I want to go before the throne room, hallelujah, and meet the Father God with a word of prayer. Lord God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, seeking your face and yet another word that will bless your people, Father God, that will heal us, deliver us, that will set our souls free, that will open our eyes, that will open our ears, that will soften our hearts, that will allow us to see what it is that you want to show us here and on today, Lord God. For truly, you have a word for us. Truly, you have, Lord God, meat for us to, ooh, Jesus, to digest. And Lord, so I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the word that you are about to bring forth. I thank you for using me as your willing vessel. I thank you for doing what it is that you are doing here on today, because only you can do what you do through the Son, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for hearing my voice. I invite you in, and I say, Lord God, have your way. Christ Jesus, our Lord, Savior, and Master, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Teach, leading God as only you can. And I thank you, three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for coming in and delivering a word that will bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you and I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, people of God, let's jump right in into the word of God. Praise the Lord. And as you can see, glory be to God, the title or the topic of our discussion tonight, praise the Lord, is like attracts like. Amen. So who are you attracting and why? Praise God. And there's a little chuckle there behind that because, hallelujah, you know, we don't think that we attract people to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about attraction in a sexual way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because I think that that's the only way we think of the word attract or attraction. Amen. But that's not what I'm talking about. Praise God. I'm saying just like a magnet is drawn to metal. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that kind of attraction. Who are you attracting and why? Amen. The kind of people who are in your life. Hallelujah. The kind of friends that you keep, the kind of business associates or partners that you enter into agreement with. Amen. Hallelujah. So glory be to God. Let's look at the story of, praise God, the son of David, glory to God, Amnon, amen, hallelujah, and praise God, his friend, Jonadab, praise God, because I am here to tell you today, people of God, hallelujah, that the kind of friends that you attract, the kind of friends that you have around you are people that share some of the same characteristics, traits, personality, praise God, as you. Their personality is the same. They like to laugh and joke around like you like to laugh and joke around. They like to party like you like to party. Okay, come on, somebody. They like to sing and you like to sing. They like to dance and you like to dance. They like to do certain things that you like to do, too, so you attract those kind of people who like to do the kinds of things that you like to do, amen. They think on the same level as you. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we surround ourselves with people who think like us, who act like us. Praise God. Glory to God. And you, so sometimes you see a person and you're like, well, where does, you know, their relationship come into contact? You know, she seems to be optimistic and she seems to be pessimistic. Praise God. But on some level, amen, on some situation, their thought process Their mentality is the same. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So let's look at it here. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Amen? And we'll look at a few scriptures here. Praise God. And I'm going to place in the chat room. If you don't have your Bible with you, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we're looking at 2 Samuel chapter 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord, our God. Praise the Lord. And verse 1 says, "And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar." Okay, so it tells you right there he fell sick. It tells you right there the way he started to look at her, the way he started to think about her, how he began to associate himself with her, the things that he wanted to do with her was sick. It was wrong. It was evil. It was wicked. It wasn't right. Amen. It says, "For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend." Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you, if you have your Bible, to underline that word, "had a friend." Because you have to be careful what kind of friends you keep around you. Amen? They influence, praise God, your behavior. They either, praise the Lord, agree with your behavior, amen, or they, as a friend, say, "Listen, I am your friend, and as such, I'm going to tell you that what you're saying is wrong and it's not right." But if they think the same as you, praise God, then that means that what you think is right is also right in their mind also. Amen? Glory to God. It says here, "But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man." Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And, you know, it's very funny here. Praise God. Glory to God. That subtle word is the same as the word elusive. Praise God. The Free Dictionary defines it as this: so slight or conniving, so to speak, as to be difficult to detect or describe. It says elusive. Praise God. Jesus. You don't notice. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says difficult to find, catch, or achieve. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Jesus. Oh, the definition in the Free Dictionary of the word elusive, it says tending to elude, to capture. Jesus. Perception, comprehension, or memory. It's tending to elude, capture, perception, comprehension, or memory. Jesus, so, you know, Jesus. Glory to God. He is the kind of person, praise God, that is very cunning. Amen? He knows how to do something, praise God, in such a way that the person who you're trying to trick or deceive or beguile won't realize what is happening unto them until it's too late. Praise God. Glory to God. And I know that, praise God, our time is far spent, but I want to take you, praise the Lord, because, see, it says that Amnon was subtle. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to also take you to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1. Praise God. I'm going to also place that into the chat room because I want you to see something here. Amen. You have to watch subtle people. You have to watch cunning people. Amen. It says, now the serpent, which is talking about the devil, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Okay, so we already know the story behind this. Amen? And we know how the devil tricked Eve, how he deceived Eve, how he beguiled her. Amen? And so it says the same thing here. Amen. About, praise God, Amnon's friend here, Jonadab. Amen. He was subtle. Amen. And so I want you to know here in today, praise God, you don't want anybody to call you subtle. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's a word that describes the devil in Genesis 3 and 1, if it's a word that is describing Amnon's friend here, Jonadab, praise God, two different people, praise the Lord, with the same kind of quality and characteristics. Come on, somebody. You don't want a subtle friend. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. You don't want somebody that's real cunning. Amen? Somebody who always know how to get over. Praise God. Because if they can get over on anybody, they can also get over on you. With you. Never understand that that is happening unto you. Until it's too late. That's a word for us, people of God. That's a word for us, and that's a word, glory to God, that I'm taking to heart. That's a word, Lord God, allow this to be in our remembrance. Allow it to saturate our minds and our ears. Allow us, Lord, to remember this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now listen to what Jonadab told Amnon. And he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son lean from day to day? So first he stroked his ego and told him who he was, okay? You got to listen to the way he worded what he said. Amen? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. Look at what he was telling him to do. Praise God. You don't want a friend like that that helps you do something to somebody that can devastate them, that can destroy them, that causes them to lose their mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. That causes somebody to be broken on the inside. You don't need those kind of friends because they are not really friends. Amen. They bring no goodness into your life. And I, for one, can tell you, I don't need a friend that helps me do everything wrong and nothing that is right by the Lord God. I need a real friend that says, don't do that. That's not right. That is not pleasing in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. He says, and when thy father come to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat it at her hand. And then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. See, he had no idea what his son had in his heart to do to his daughter, or he would have never sent her. Amen. But since Jonadab was so subtle, he was so cunning, he knew how to get a thing done. Praise God. Make it look like it was good, but the evil lay right behind it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't want those kind of friends. You don't need those kind of friends. You need a friend like Jonathan was to David. Amen? You need a real friend. You need a true friend. And I came here to tell you today, praise God, that like does attract like. The kind of people you hang around, praise God, is because you and them have something in common. You and them share a way of thinking. You and them are alike in more ways than one. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, Amnon had a certain way of thinking, and his thinking was wrong. But when you look at Jonadab, Jonadab thought that what he wanted was right. Wow. You look at the wording that he chose. Come on. In verse 4, 2 Samuel chapter 13 in verse 4, and he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son? Lean from day to day. Oh, come on. You don't need nobody to tell you who you are. You need nobody to stroke your ego and tell you, oh, well, since you the president's daughter, it's okay for you to do something evil or wrong or wicked because of who you are. No, wrong is still wrong and right is still right. Hallelujah, Jesus. But if, praise God, understand what I'm saying, people of God, if Amnon and Jonadab's thinking wasn't along the same level, he wouldn't have turned to him, praise God, for advice. And he would not have used his advice because, see, Jonadab had no problem with what Amnon was thinking about doing to his own sister. He didn't see anything evil about it. He didn't see anything evil. He didn't see any wrong in it. He didn't see any sin. He didn't see any iniquity, any trespass. He didn't see nothing wrong with what he wanted to do to his own sister. No regard for how it would hurt her, how it would wound her, how it would destroy her, how it would kill her on the inside. He didn't care about the wrong. Amen? Glory to God. I do see I have a caller here. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But praise God, time is far spent. So, caller, hallelujah. Hopefully you coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you calling for the right reason. Praise God. Because I will tell you, glory be to God, I will disconnect your call. Glory to God. If you're not calling to say something, praise God, that is a blessing, praise God unto the word that has been said, or if you're not in the right mindset, praise God, I'm just letting you know now, glory to God, I will disconnect your call. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Prophetess V, it's your sister in Christ, rising from the power of forgiveness show. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Woman of God. I thank God for you because it's a great topic, and I've been dealing with that myself because, of God, I'm tired of attracting needy, selfish people. People that vampire you. And it's sad, you know, we're supposed to be supportive to each other, but sometimes people just, they just don't know how to be supportive to you. And they don't care that you need support and you need help too. And you just standing on the word and holding on to it. And some people, I just had to take a break from them because you could bring things to people's attention and they just, it's like the survival mode. They don't know how to be supportive and loving to you. It's all about them. So you really got to forgive and release and just pray to God to bring divine helpers and the right people in your path and just, you know, and be straightforward with people because we need help and deliverance from rejection and hurt and disappointment. But we have people that learn how to treat people in this day and time properly.
Amen. Absolutely, woman of God. Absolutely. And I believe that what you're saying is so useful and needed to the people of God. They need to really truly understand. You know, people everybody, praise God, at some point in time has done something wrong to somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's
at
right.
At some point in time.
That's right.
You know,
for sure.
Intentionally or unintentionally, you know, you've done something wrong to somebody. But when it comes to release, praise God, you know, that's an area where we feel like, okay, well, you know what? What you did was not right, and so I'm going to hold you accountable for what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Without us understanding that everything I hold you accountable to, I now am accountable to myself.
That's right. That's right.
Because God's going to require that same thing from me. He said, okay, that's what you think right there? When you do something to somebody that's not right, I'm going to hold you accountable and responsible for it too, the same way. So the person that you won't release, when you do something that's wrong with somebody, I'm not going to release you from that either because you
mm-hmm.
can't be merciful to them
mm-hmm.
as I'm merciful to you. And that's where the mercy comes into play. And that's why the
mm-hmm.
Bible says, He that does not give mercy will not be given any mercy.
That's right.
And we have to come to that place where we understand we all have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If I'm not going to hold me accountable for all the wrong that I did, I definitely cannot hold you accountable for this
mm-hmm.
wrong that I'm trying to hold on to that you did. No, let it go. Okay, you know what, Lord God? If I don't know how to forgive, you help me forgive. Show me, teach me, lead me, guide me. Now,
mm-hmm.
if I can't do it myself, I don't know how to do it, but you can help me to do it. And with your help, I can't go wrong.
And you know what? And that's what Mark 11, verse 24 and 25 and 26 is talking about forgiving. You know, how can we got to forgive. How could God forgive us when we fall short? We don't do everything God tells us to do, but we need to.
Right.
You know, a lot of times the prophets, we get spiritual amnesia.
Of course we do. Straightway,
we forgive
what manner
God
of man
us.
We are.
We want to be self-righteous. What are you
of
just
course.
Now just about to live you from, and now you want to be self-righteous?
Of course.
You know what?
We talk a lot about people who think more highly of themselves than they
come
should.
Come on now.
And we do it. We do it. You know what? You were so wrong with what you did. And if somebody comes and tells us what we did was wrong, well, that wasn't wrong. That was right. You just feel like it's wrong. No, it was wrong.
No.
It was wrong when
they
did.
We want to be wrong
and strong.
No, no. We want to be wrong and strong. We want to justify it. Wrong and strong.
Of course. Amen. But see, a lot of times, this usually happens, though. Why I came with the like attracts like? Because it does. You ever notice the kind of people you got around you? I'm not talking about people who coming in and doing you wrong or people who coming in and trying to mooch or trying to hurt. So those are people who are hurting.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
they're trying to hurt other people because they're hurting, too. That's what they
yeah.
know to
it's
do.
It's for the rejection need to be broken off their life, you know.
Right. But I'm talking about people who, okay, let's say, for example, you hang around a certain woman, and, you know, y'all hang around together.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you hang around together is because you got something in common.
Mm-hmm.
Life attracts
mm-hmm.
life. You're not hanging with a person that you don't have anything in common with. You're not
That's
hanging
true.
With a person that you don't really
I
like. You like
I
that person.
Mm-hmm.
You like them for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going. What is the
mm-hmm.
reason you really like them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get real down. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty with this. She always come and give you the dish, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? What happened? Who did what, when, where, and why? You like her because you like gossip. You like news.
Yeah.
You like drama. That's why you like her. You both like drama. That's where I'm going. Like does attract like because you hang around her because you like what she getting ready to say. Come on. People who read the newspaper hang around other people who read the newspaper. People who are in business hang around other people who are in business.
Yeah. That's right.
People who cheat
right.
hang around other people who cheat. Whether it's your taxes, your wife, your husband, I don't care what it is.
You in school cheating on a test. It doesn't matter. But you do hang around other people who do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You attract those people to you who do the same thing you do. Thieves hang with thieves. You ain't hanging with somebody that don't do what you do because you wouldn't be attracted to them. And what am I saying with the word attract? You would not hang around a person who does not say things that you don't like to hear. You would not hang around a person who does not like to do things. Let's say you like to play golf, and I don't like golf. I'm not hanging around you. I don't want to play golf. I don't like golf. Let's say you like bowling, and I don't like bowling. I don't want to hang around you. I don't like bowling. I don't want to go bowling. I'm going to hang around somebody who likes movies. We don't all like to watch movies and comment on these movies. That's who I hang around because those are the kind of people who interest me. So when you look at it, as we go back to the story of 2 Samuel in chapter 13, praise God, like did attract like. Jonadab had a friend who was like him. Because if he wasn't like him, he would have said, listen, that's not right. That's your sister. Wait a minute. That's not my sister biologically from mother and father. It doesn't matter. That's still your sister. That's not right what you want to do. Amen? But no. Him and Amnon was on the same page. Because like does attract like. You're going to be around people who like to do the things you like to do, say the things you like to say. If you like doing wicked things and they like doing wicked things, y'all hang together. Why? Because you have something in common. Glory to God. So I hope and pray that this word has been a blessing unto your life. I thank God for you and for what he has allowed to go forth because it's the truth and nothing but the truth. We got to start looking at the kind of people we keep around us and why we keep them around us. Something about them is also truth in us. Amen? Something that they do, we also do. Something that they say, we also say. Somewhere that they go, we also go. Amen? Praise God. Because if it were not so, you wouldn't want to keep them around you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I thank God for everything that he's allowed to be said and done herein on today. And we're going to go out with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus for what you have allowed to be said and to come forth today. I pray that you will break this word down, Father God, into the ears and minds, hearts, and souls of your people, into their spirit, Lord, and allow them to understand, Father God, there's some soul searching that they need to do. They need to evaluate the people who are in their life or the people who are trying to come into their life or the people who want to be around them or what is the reason why I am of some kind of value to you or why you want to hang around me or why you want to befriend me or why you think what I say is good. Or there's a reason behind everything. So, Father, begin to bring this word forth in their spirit, in their soul, in their mind, Father God, and let it bring forth the truth, Father God, for only your word is truth. You are the truth. And allow them to see what it is that you desire to show them. So that they, Father, can have an understanding of what you are saying to them in their life. Father, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for every word that you've allowed to go forth. I thank you for your wisdom, Lord. And I thank you for revelation. I thank you for helping us, Lord God, and for keeping us, for protecting us and for loving on us, for guiding us, leading us, and teaching us. And it is in Jesus' mighty name that I pray, and I thank you for everything. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, people of God, I pray that you've been blessed today and that this word has assisted you. Praise the Lord. Has been beneficial to you. Amen. Glory to God. And will help you to make a decision, praise God, to evaluate the people that you have in your life and why they're in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I will see you again, but until then, stay focused on God because he's focused on you. Stay faithful to God because he is faithful to you. And stay fantastic because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Be blessed, people of God. Bye-bye.